我前不久啊，因为去了远东。
Recently I went to the far east.
这次好像离开的时间稍微长一点。
And this most recent trip, I feel like I left for a very long time.
所以回来能够看见弟兄姊妹啊，心里面实在觉得非常好。
So for me to come back to gather with brothers and sisters here, it brings joy to my heart.
感谢主这一次在外面呢，主一路上都有保守。
And thank the Lord that on this most recent trip, the Lord's presence and protection was upon me.
我想这个聚会前我还是要问一下，我相信弟兄姊妹们都是预备好了来聚会的，对吧？
And once again, I'd like to ask everyone the question, have you prepared yourself before coming this morning?
希望我们能养成好的习惯啊，都在主面前有预备。
And hopefully we can all be in this good habit of being prepared before the Lord.
那我要讲一点点啊，这次出去说一个小小的经历啊，实在是很奇妙。
And I'd like to just share with everyone one little experience that I had, which was pretty, wonderful.
因为在台北的特会开始之前
the meeting before the conference in Taiwan,
我想呢能有一点机会呢去台南看看弟兄姊妹。
And I wanted to go visit some brothers and sisters in the city of Tainan.
那我把我这个计划呢告诉了陆弟兄，大家认识他的陆弟兄。
And I expressed my desires to brother Lu, who many of you may know.
陆弟兄立刻说好，他说我开车带你去。
And brother Lu responded immediately, great, I'll pick you up and drive you down.
我们都知道我们的弟兄啊，他已经八十多岁了。
And our brother is already in his 80s.
那么在台湾开车又那么不容易。
And it's not easy to drive a car in Taiwan.
所以他这一讲啊，我的心里面就觉得，这个有点担忧。
So when he mentioned this, in my heart, I was a little bit concerned.
这次呢，绵新弟兄也去了。
And this most recent trip, brother Alex Chu came with me.
在这里我就跟绵新讲，我说哈，万一陆弟兄不能开，你要开啊。
So I told brother Alex that in case brother Lu is not able to drive, you have to take the steering wheel then.
我记得绵新告诉他说，我绝不开。
And our brother Alex said, I absolutely will not drive in Taiwan.
那我说好了，你不开那就我开了。
Then I told him, well, if you don't drive, then I have to drive.
我本来想哈，台湾交通很方便，我坐高铁去不是非常快又好吗？
And my initial thought was, well, the transportation system is pretty good. Wouldn't it be easier for me to just jump on the bullet train to go down to that city?
但是呢好像陆弟兄他的意念呢很坚决，他说一定要开。
But our brother Lu was very adamant about driving us down.
所以我也不好这个回绝他，那么开就开吧。
So it was hard for me to refuse his offer, so we drove down.
弟兄姊妹都知道啊，台湾在五月六号的时候一个大地震。
And many of you,
二月六号的时候一个大地震。
Many of you know that, a couple of weeks ago on the 6th, there was a big earthquake in Taiwan.
那么我预定是七号到台南。
And I was planning on arriving Tainan on the 7th.
当然事先没有人知道会有地震。
And of course, no one knew in advance that there was going to be an earthquake.
所以感谢主我们三个人呢开了车从台北就往南部走。
So we thank the Lord that the three of us brothers got into this car and headed down towards Tainan.
那么主也顺利地把我们带到台中。
And the Lord brought us, peacefully to a city called Taizong.
所以2月5号的晚上呢我们就在台中过夜。
And on the night of the 5th, we spent one night in this city called Taizong.
半夜三点多的时候开始地震。
And at 3 a.m. in the evening, we felt the earthquake.
那么我是住在九楼啊。
And I was on the 9th floor.
哇那个地啊晃得很厉害。
And the ground was shaking quite a bit.
本来我躺在床上我说要不要跑呢。
And I was laying in bed contemplating, should I run?
我想我也跑也跑不掉嘛。
And I was thinking, well, even if I ran, there's nowhere to run to.
好了，不管了，睡吧。
So I thought, well, I might as well just continue to sleep.
那么第二天早晨
，And the next morning,
我们得到消息
，We got the news.
台湾全部的高铁停顿。
That all of the railways in Taiwan were stopped.
就在那个时候，哎呀，我里面真是充满了感谢。
And at that moment, I was filled with thanksgiving.
我才知道，陆弟兄这次坚决开车是有主的意思的。
That Brother Lou, in his adamancy in wanting to drive down, the Lord's will was in it.
如果我不开车坐车，你那天就不可能到台南。
If I did not drive down and decided to take the railway, there was no way I would arrive at that city.
所以礼拜天早晨站在台南聚会的讲台上时，实在有奇妙的感觉。
So that morning when I was standing at the podium, preaching in Tainan, I felt this wonderful experience.
所以很多事情我们不知道，但是主知道。
A lot of things we don't know, but the Lord knows.
所以主有奇妙的安排。
And the Lord has His wonderful arrangements.
所以我们在生活中啊，常常有时候会经历到他奇妙的带领。
And in our daily life, oftentimes we will experience His wonderful arrangements.
所以我愿意先把这一点小小的见证能交通给弟兄姊妹们。
So I wanted to share with everyone this little bit of experience that I had.
那么今天早晨呢，我也把在台南交通的那篇信息交通给弟兄姊妹。
And this morning, the message that I delivered in Tainan is the message I plan on delivering this morning.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
Please turn with me to the Word of God.
我们先看约翰一书。约翰三书。
We'll first look at the book of 3 John.
我们要从第一节读到第八节。
We're going to read verses 1 through 8.
做长老的写信给亲爱的甘油，就是我诚心所爱的。亲爱的弟兄啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。亲爱的弟兄啊，凡你向做客旅之弟兄所行的，都是忠心的，他们在教会面前证明了你的爱。你若配得过神帮助他们往前行，这就好了，因为他们是为主的名出外，对外邦人一无所取，所以我们应当接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. For I was very glad when brethren came and bore witness to your truth, that is how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. Beloved, you are acting faithfully in whatever you accomplish for the brethren, and especially when they are strangers. And they bear witness to your love before the church, and you will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. For they went out for their sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore we ought to support such men, that we may be fellow workers with the truth.
第十二节
Verse
12底米丢行善，有众人给他做见证，又有真理为他做见证，就是我们也给他做见证，你也知道我们的见证是真的。
Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself, and we also bear witness, and you know that our witness is true.
约翰福音第十四章
John chapter 14
第六节
John chapter 14 verse 6
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
第十七章
Chapter 17
第十七节
Verse 17
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth.
我们再看约翰一书第五章
And let's turn to 1 John chapter 5
第七节
Verse 7
并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。
And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is the truth.
我们在约翰三书的里面
In the three books of John,
我们看见约翰在这里两次提到按真理而行。
I'm sorry, in 3 John, he mentions twice walking in the truth.
他这里就是提醒我们神的儿女们呢，应当按真理而行。
And he reminds all of God's people to walk in the truth.
特别在今天这个谎言呢充满全世界的这种情况里面
particularly in a world where there's a lot of confusion and chaos
我们应当为真理做见证
we need to be testimonies of the truth
所以每个基督徒都应当按真理而行
so every Christian needs to walk in the truth
我们读创世纪的时候
When we read, the book of Genesis,
我们看见仇敌用谎言欺骗了亚当和夏娃
We can see that Satan used his lies to trick, Adam and Eve.
结果呢人因为接受了撒旦的这个建议
And because man has accepted this, the lies of Satan,
所以整个人类都落在虚谎的里面
Therefore, all of creation is now in a state of a fallen state.
在罗马书第三章里面，保罗就说
，In Romans chapter 3,
他说不如说神是真实的，人都是虚谎的。
Paul says that aside from God, who is the truth, every man is a liar.
这里的人是包括所有的人。
And this, Every man encompasses,
包括你我都在内。
Includes everyone, you and I.
我们人堕落之后，我们就是一个虚谎的。
After man has fallen, we are liars.
啊，没有人能说自己是诚实的。
There's no one who could say that they are true.
我们所有的人都是虚谎的。
We are all liars.
所以整个世界也充满了虚谎。
So the entire world is full of liars.
在约翰福音第八章四十四节里面。
And in John chapter 8 verse 44,
那里主说到撒旦的时候
the Lord mentions about regarding Satan,
说他里面是没有真理的
and he says that within him there is no truth,
他是说谎之人的父
that he is the father of lies,
所以所有的谎言那个根源都是从魔鬼来的
so the source of all lies in man is from Satan,
我们在创世纪第三章里面
And in Genesis chapter 3,
看见撒旦怎样用谎言欺骗人
We can see how Satan used his lies to deceive man.
那个故事里面就告诉了我们谎言所有的性质是什么
And we can see in that story all the characteristics of lies, of this lie.
我们知道谎言第一个就是它扭曲神的话
The first characteristic is that it has twisted the word of God.
啊，他把不真实的言语告诉亚当夏娃。
And he's given this false truth to Adam and Eve.
他把不准确的东西告诉亚当夏娃。
He's given something that is inaccurate.
并且呢，他用夸张的言语告诉亚当夏娃。
And he uses exaggerations to explain God's word to Adam.
他说：“你们只要一吃了，你们眼睛就明亮了，就如同神一样。” 可以分辨是非。
So he told Adam and Eve that if you eat that fruit, your eyes will be open and you will be like God.
我们晓得在创世纪第三章就告诉我们这些谎言的特性是什么。
And in Genesis chapter 3, we can see the characteristics of Satan's lies.
我们能感觉今天整个世界都活在这个谎言的里面。
And today, this entire world, we're living under this lie.
特别末后的时代。
Particularly in the end times.
谎言更是猖狂。
The lies are even more, widespread.
不仅在世界中，今天在教会中也充满这些东西。
Not only in the world, but in the church, it's full of these lies.
所以弟兄姊妹，基督徒应该是真理的见证人。
So, brothers and sisters, Christians, we need to be testimonies of the truth.
我们求主施恩，教导我们如何能够按真理而行。
And may the Lord have mercy on us to show us how we can walk in the truth.
约翰在晚年的时候，
John in his latter years,
他写这些书信的时候，他中间特别强调真理。
He particularly emphasized the importance of the truth.
他说只有行真理的人愿意靠近光。
Only those who are of the truth can be close to the light.
所以你行真理，你才可能行走在光中。
So only if you walk in the truth can you then live out the life.
约翰福音第八章也告诉我们说，你们若晓得真理，真理就叫你们得以自由。
And in John, it also says that when you are in the truth will give you freedom.
所以真正的自由呢，是活在真理的里面。
So true freedom means that we live and walk in the truth.
在十七章里面他又说到，
In chapter 17,
他说真理可以使你们成圣。
It says that the truth can cause us to be sanctified.
使我们里面真有真实的改变。
That we can have true change from within.
所以我们知道谎言呢会毁坏我们的生活。
So we know that these lies can corrupt our life.
会把我们引到错误的行为里面。
And it can lead us on a path in a way that's
incorrect. 谎言更可怕的。
And even more scary.
会叫我们的一生整个变成无效。
It can cause our entire life to be a waste.
In vain.
Or lived out in vain.
让我们浪费时间，浪费我们的生命。
Or we waste our time, we waste our life.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
约翰在约翰三书里面告诉我们。
In 3 John.
圣徒的生活侍奉应该按真理而行。
That Christians need to live and walk in the truth.
那我们现在要问说什么是真理啊？
Then we need to ask the question, well, what is the truth?
主耶稣曾经被带到比拉多的面前受审判。
Jesus, was brought before Pilate to be judged.
主耶稣问，比拉多问主说，你是犹太人的王吗？
And Pilate asked Jesus, are you the king of the Jews?
主说我生来就是。
And the Lord responded, I was born to be.
我也是为这个到世间来的。
And for this reason, that is why I'm here.
并且我来是要为真理做见证。
And I came to be a testimony of the truth.
那么这个比拉多就问了一句话。
Then Pilate asked another question.
什么是真理？
What is the truth?
很奇妙，主没有回答他。
And strangely, the Lord did not answer his question.
因为主想，一个政治人物啊，是根本不懂得真理的。
Then the Lord thought, well, this politician, these politicians don't understand truth.
你对一个政治人物讲什么真理呢？对不对？所以主根本不回答他。
What is the point of speaking the truth to a politician?
在西方啊，他们有这么一句话。
In the Western world, there's this phrase.
他们说什么是政治呢？
What is a politician?
政治，不，politics.
What is politics?
他说政治呢，就是高明的骗术。
Politics is a great lie or a superior lie.
Brilliant lie.
A brilliant lie.
谁的骗术越高啊，谁这个政治手腕就越厉害，这真的，对不对？
Whoever can, whoever is greater, is better at lying has better, political skills.
所以那天比拉多问说什么是真理？
So that day, Pilate asked Jesus, well, what is the truth?
你知道在西方有一个作家。
And there is there's an author in the Western world.
他就用了这一句话写了这么厚一本大一大本书。
And he wrote a very thick book.
他写什么是真理。
And the title was What is the Truth?
结果你读完了之后还是不知道什么是真理。
And when you're done reading that book, you still don't know what the truth is.
那么比拉多问说什么是真理。
So Pilate asked Jesus, well, what is the truth?
那么弟兄姊妹们我们知道什么是真理吗
Well, brothers and sisters, do we know what the truth is?
这是很重要的事情。
This is a very important thing.
当然真理这个字啊。
And this word, the truth.
它有一些重要的一些的意义在里面。
There's some important meanings within this.
首先我们看见一个不变的东西才能成为真理。
Something that is not subject to change is true.
啊，它能经得起时间和空间考验的才是真理。
And something that is true can last the test of time and space.
啊，不能你说了这件事情，你说是真理，就过了一段时间就改变。
You can't say that this statement is true and then over time that statement changes.
或者换了一个环境就改变。
Or maybe you are in a different situation or circumstance and it changes. That is not the truth.
我们记得在希伯来书第十三章第八节有这样的话。
We know that in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 there is this phrase.
那说只有主耶稣是昨日今日一直到永远都是一样。
It says that only Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以呢一个不改变的东西才能成为真理。
Only something that is not subject to change can be called the truth.
因为它是实实在在的。
Because it is true.
啊，但是这个真理呢，还有一个意思就是，它是很精准的。
And there's another meaning to truth, and that is accuracy.
如果不精准，不能算作真理。
If it is not accurate, it cannot be called the truth.
我们一般基督徒啊，我们对于这个精准这件事情呢，我们很少注意。
And brothers and sisters, we don't pay attention to the accuracy.
因为呢我们晓得今天在科学上是非常讲究精准的对吧
So today in science, we pay attention to things that are accurate.
我们在座有很多弟兄姊妹都是学科学的。
And among us, there are many scientists.
你都知道在科学上一不精准的话呢就不可能有那个果效。
And we know in science, if it is not accurate, we cannot have the proper result.
所以你每一样事物都要要求精准。
Every step, needs to be accurately done.
但是呢，很多时候我们基督徒啊，在信仰上面呢，我们忽略这个精准。
But sometimes in our nature, we
no,
don't.
Religion.
Oh, in our religion, we are.
Oh, 在我们的 faith, sorry.
In our faith, we are not accurate.
因为呢很多人呢把这个信仰当作是宗教。
So a lot of times we deem this as religion.
Yeah. 宗教是要求什么宗教只讲究道德只讲究善恶只讲究爱心只讲究热心对吧
Religion only speaks of goodness and kindness and love.
所以我们基督徒常常衡量一些事情的时候呢他是用这些做衡量的。
So sometimes we use that as the standard.
但是你看约翰他不同。
But John, he was different.
他这位被称作是爱的使徒的。
He was the apostle who loved Jesus.
但他看事情的时候呢
But when he looked at circumstances,
他是用真理做标准的。
He used the truth as his standard.
你读约翰三书的时候呢
When you read the book of 3 John,
他说呢因为你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。
That because you walk in truth, then it brings me this greater joy.
第四节他说，我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。
And it says in verse 4, I have no greater joy than this to hear of my children walking in the truth.
你看约翰在这里啊，他是因着圣徒们行真理。
It's only when he sees the brethren walking in the truth, then it brings John joy.
他没有对该犹说，因着弟兄啊，你的爱心我而喜乐。
He didn't say because you have love, then it brings me joy.
因着你的热心我喜乐。
And, because of your compassion, then it brings me joy.
因着你的善心我喜乐。
And because of your kindness, where it brings me joy.
他说我是因着你行真理而喜乐。
But no, he says, only when you walk in truth, then it brings me joy.
这多么不一样。
And this is a different standard.
我们晓得在基督徒中间忠心、爱心、善心、热心都是好的。
And we know that all of these things of goodness, kindness, and love are all good things.
但是若是这些不在真理的范围里面的话呢?
But if it is not in the realm of the truth,
那个意义就不大了。
Then there is no meaning.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一件很重要的事情。
So this is a very important thing.
我们要衡量今天是儿女的行为是按照真理。
We need to understand that the way that we walk has to be in the truth.
不是按照他的热心。
Not because of, zeal.
不是按照他的爱心。
Not because of love.
也不是按照他的善心。
And not because of kindness.
我想弟兄姊妹应该很清楚啊。
I think we're all very clear.
约翰的话很简单，但是非常清楚。
I think John's words are very simple, but also very clear.
所以常常有人跟我讲
So many sometimes people will come up to me and say,
哦，这个传道人呢，是多有爱心，多有多么善良。
They'll say, oh, well, that pastor has so much, goodness and kindness.
但是我常常感觉呢，有爱心，有善心，但是路不对。
If you have a lot of love and a lot of kindness, but if your way is incorrect.
弟兄姊妹们，这是圣经的标准，这不是我们定的标准啊。
We have to know the standards of the Bible, not our standards.
所以我们衡量一些事情是用真理做衡量。
So we need to use the truth as the standard.
约翰在晚年的时候非常重视这件事情。
And John, in his latter years, emphasized this point.
所以你会看见在我们的生活中很多的时候我们并不如约翰。
So you can see in our lives, a lot of times we're not like John.
啊，我们觉得这是一个好人，那么这是一个善良的人，这是一个有爱心的人。哎呀，我们觉得，这就对。
We think that, oh, here we have a good person, a person that, with kindness and love, then they must be, this must be right.
所以约翰三书啊，虽然小小的一卷书，但是有非常重要的价值在里面。
So 3 John, although it is a very small little book, it has very, very great value.
所以这个是对我们今天非常重要的一个提醒。
And this is a really important reminder to us today.
所以我们必须要明白什么是真理。
So we have to know and understand what is the truth.
并且要按真理而行。
And we need to walk in the truth.
这样我们才能够为主做见证。
Then we can, make testimony for the Lord.
主来他是为真理做见证。
When the Lord Jesus came, he lived to testify of the truth.
所以我们只有按真理行才能为主做见证。
So only when we walk in the truth can we testify of the Lord.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
And what an important thing.
啊，那么好，到底什么是真理?
So what exactly is the truth?
啊弟兄姊妹能回答吗？什么是真理？
Can you guys answer that? What is the truth?
我们大多数弟兄姊妹讲说，主耶稣就是真理，是吧？
I think every one of us here would say that Jesus is the truth.
这是我们所有弟兄姊妹都知道的。
And everyone knows this.
但是圣经启示我们呢？
But the Bible reveals something to us.
不仅主是真理。
Not only is the Lord Jesus the truth.
主的话也是真理。
The word of God is the truth.
圣灵也是真理。
And the Holy Spirit is the truth.
我们刚才读了三处的圣经很重要。
And we read these passages earlier that were very important.
我们需要牢记啊。
And we need to remember these.
如果有人今天再问你说什么是真理。
And today, if someone were to ask you, what is the truth?
你说主耶稣是真理，这个没有错。
You say Jesus is the truth, and you're correct.
但是不完全的。
But it's not a complete answer.
你还要说什么？神的话是真理。
You also have to say the word of God is the truth.
神的话就是圣经。
And the word of God is the Bible.
啊，还有呢？
And what else?
圣灵也是真理。
That the Holy Spirit is the truth.
啊，主的话。很清楚地告诉我们什么是真理。
The word of God clearly tells us what is the truth.
我们知道这三件事情之间有非常密切的关系。
And we know that these three aspects are closely tied together.
这不仅关系到我们今天怎样认识真理。
And it doesn't even, it not only pertains to how we understand truth
today. 更关系到我们怎样按真理而行。
But it even is more important in leading us in how we walk in the
truth. 所以它不仅有解释，它也有什么实行。
That not only is there explanation of the truth, but it tells us how to walk in the truth.
那么我们把这三件事呢，先简单的把它讲解一下。
So these three aspects of the truth I would like to briefly mention.
第一个我们知道基督是真理。
That Jesus is the truth.
这个已经叫我们觉得很稀奇。
And already, just this first point, it causes us to be very curious.
因为在我们一般的观念里面呢，真理呢，是一套的道理。
So in our concept and understanding, the truth is a set of doctrine.
那么是一套的理论，对吧？
It's a set of laws.
今天世人，我想谈到真理，都是这样的观念。
And I think many of us have that concept today.
但圣经告诉我们说呢，真理呢，不是道理，也不是理论。
That the Bible tells us that the truth is not doctrine, it is not just laws.
真理是那一位。
But truth is that one.
我想请弟兄姊妹记得 that one, 那一位才是真理。
That one is the truth.
那原来真理是主耶稣啊。
And the truth is Jesus himself.
是那位，也可以说是 the living one, 那位活着的那一位。
It is, the truth is the living one.
因为我们读四福音书时就看见。
When we read the four gospels, we can see.
主所说的，主所做的，从来都不改变。
Whatever the Lord says and whatever he does, he never changes.
他表现出来就是真理。
Whatever he expresses, it is the truth.
所以这个对基督徒来讲，既简单又是需要牢牢记住的。
And this is something that is easy for us to understand, but we need to hold on to it tightly.
我们里面应该有一个判断的标准。
We need to have this set of standards.
是，凡不是他的，都不是真理。
Anything that is not of him is not the truth.
不管他的理论有多高妙，多么美妙。
No matter how wonderful the doctrine may be.
不管他的说法有多么的巧妙
，No matter how wonderful an explanation may be，
这些都不是真理。
That is not the truth。
只有他是真理。
Only he is the truth。
这对基督徒来讲，我们应该牢记。
As a Christian, this is something that we need to hold on to tightly。
所以圣经对真理所下的定义很清楚。
So the way that the Bible
definition
defines the truth is very clear。
他就是真理。
He is the truth.
啊，所以这个呢是真理的一个定义。
And so this is the definition of the truth.
那么我想这个呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们多半大家都接受的。
And I think that all of us can accept this.
那么呢，第二件事情，他讲到神的话，就是圣经，就是真理。
And the second aspect is that the Word of God, the Bible, is the truth.
因为圣经就是神的话。
Because the Bible is the Word of God.
那么圣经的本身呢，它是真理，它也解释真理，讲述真理。
The nature of the Bible is the truth because it explains the truth.
我们可以简单的说啊。
And we can simply put it.
圣经就是真理的一个说明书。
You can say that the Bible is an instruction manual of the truth.
这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
我们如今所生活的世界
in our daily living,
几乎你所用的每样东西都有说明书的。
Just about everything that we encounter has an instruction manual.
你不能买一个东西回来，它就一个说明书，对吧？
When you buy something, bring something home, there is an instruction manual.
甚至我们有许多时候啊，进到这个市场里面去买吃的东西的时候。
And even sometimes when we go to the grocery store and we buy food items.
我记得我小时候没有这个东西的。
When I was younger, none of this existed.
我们去买个东西，买回来就吃了，也不管它的。
When we would purchase something, we would just eat it and would not really care of what it was.
但是现代人呢，又注重健康啊。
But nowadays, everyone pays attention to good health.
你制造出一个食品出来的时候，你一定要说里面说明里面什么成分。
And when you make a food product, you need to list all the ingredients.
所以现在呢，如果你在市场里面看那些主妇们也好，或者那些去买东西的人也好。
And so when you see all these people purchasing food items at the grocery store,
你不仅是看那些牌子，对不对？
You not only look at the label,
哇，你看一行行站着都拿个东西在看。
That everyone is standing there looking at the ingredients.
哇，这个里面盐分多少？
You see how much sodium is in the food.
糖分多少？
How much sugar is in it?
Calorie 有多少？
How many calories are in it?
哇，一看糖太高了，不买了。
And you say, oh, there's too much sugar, so I won't buy it.
太咸了，不买了。
Oh, there's too much sodium, so I won't buy it.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't it like this?
我们今天要买东西的话，我们一定要看说明书的。
When we buy something, we always have to look at the instruction manual.
免得上当。
Otherwise, we'll be deceived.
但是我们知道吗？在属灵的事上。
But in spiritual things.
圣经是说明书。
The Bible is our instruction manual.
所以因此在属灵的生活上。
So in spiritual life.
你要把那个东西弄对了。
We have to make sure that we are correct.
你要看这个说明书。
In order to make sure we're correct, we need to look at our instruction manual.
这就是为什么今天我们鼓励要把圣经好好读的原因。
And that's why we are encouraging everyone to be diligent in reading the Bible.
我们觉得很可惜，今天很多神的儿女们呢，跟随主啊，在那里过属灵生活，他不看圣经的。
It's unfortunate that many Christians are living a Christian life, but they never read the Bible.
他凭感觉的。
And they go by their feelings.
凭他自己的想象。
They go by what their own concepts are.
所以因此产生很多错误出来了。
So there's a lot of these incorrect things that come out.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经是真理的说明书。
Brothers and sisters, the Bible is an instruction manual for the truth.
所以主说，圣经是为我做见证。
That the Bible says that the Bible is a testifies of who I am.
你要认识基督，你需要读圣经。
In order to know Christ, we need to read the Bible.
你要明白真理，你需要读圣经。
If we want to understand the truth, we need to read the Bible.
所以我们感谢神，真理的定义是基督。
So we're thankful that the definition of the truth is Jesus.
但是真理的内容是圣经。
But the content of the truth is in the Bible.
如果光有主耶稣来到地上了，没有圣经的话呢，这个我们也搞不清楚了，对吧？
So if only Jesus came into this world, but there was no Bible, we would still be confused today.
所以神把圣经给我们，太重要了。
So God gave us the Bible, which is too important.
你要知道现在这个事情做的对与不对，你要用要读圣经。
How do we know if a situation is right or wrong? We need to go back to the Bible.
不是你怎么说，他怎么说的。
It's not what I think or what he thinks.
我们要说圣经怎么说的。
We have to ask, what does the Bible say?
所以这太重要了。
This is very important.
我们知道在教会历史上。
We know that in church history.
在欧洲有黑暗的时期，近一千年。
There was a time period of 1,000 years of darkness in Europe.
那就说呢，在那个时代里面，神的儿女们是活在一种欺骗的光景中的。
And say that during that time period that, all the saints were living under this time of, being deceived.
那么只等到后来圣经被打开的时候。
But then when the Bible was opened.
我们才脱离了那个谎言的时代。
Then we have left this time period of lies.
所以弟兄运动时候他们有一句很大的话叫做 Back to the Bible, 回到圣经里。
So in the Brethren movement, they had this saying, everyone said, back to the Bible.
所以今天你圣经不熟啊，你在属灵事上最好不要随便乱讲啊。
So today, if you're not clear on the Bible, we cannot speak proudly of spiritual things.
这是很重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
所以呢，我们要用圣经的思想作为我们生活的一个标准。
We need to use the thought of the words of God to be the standard in our life.
因为圣经是真理。
Because the Bible is the truth.
那么还有一个困难呢。
One more difficulty.
因为我们读圣经常常读不懂。
is that oftentimes we read the Bible and we don't understand it.
我们觉得读圣经很困难。
And we feel like reading the Bible is so difficult.
所以主怜悯我们。
So the Lord has mercy on us.
主知道我们还需要一个老师。
The Lord knows that we need a teacher.
如果没有老师教导，那很困难。
If there's no teacher to instruct us, then it will be difficult.
所以因此他就差遣圣灵住在我们里面。
So he's given us the Holy Spirit which dwells in us.
感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
他的话告诉我们说，圣灵就是真理。
We thank the Lord that in His words He says that the Spirit is the truth.
所以他可以解释真理。
So the Spirit can explain the truth.
他可以引导我们进入真理。
And He can guide us into the truth.
这就是神差遣圣灵住在我们里面的一个非常重要的原因。
And this is the most important reason in why God sent His Holy Spirit to dwell in us. 所以我们要记得圣
灵的本身就是真理。
So the nature of the Spirit is the truth.
所以只有他的解释是最准确的。
Only the explanation from the Spirit is accurate.
教会历史上
In church history,
所有会解圣经的人呢,
those who can explain the Bible,
都是因为圣灵解释他才能解释。
It's because the Holy Spirit in them has explained it
first. 所以用人的头脑来解释圣经，没有办法把真理解开来。
Using our brains to explain the Bible, we can't explain the truth properly.
主怜悯我们。
God has mercy.
差遣一位保惠师，最好的老师住在我们里面。
That He has sent.The best counselor and the best teacher to us.
我们都有经验，当圣灵把主的话一解开，就发出亮光了。
And we all have experience that when the Holy Spirit reveals the word of God to us, there's light.
就叫我们更认识基督了。
Then we come to know Jesus more.
结果就使人更多活在真理的里面。
Then it causes us to live and walk more in the truth.
所以跟随圣灵才能真正活在真理的里面。
So following the Spirit will allow us to walk in the truth.
这次在台湾的特会
In the Taipei, the Taiwan conference.
有一天中午啊，那散了会之后啊。
After one of the sessions.
有一个年轻的弟兄跑来问我。
There was a young brother who came to me to ask a question.
他说孙弟兄啊，我应当怎样读圣经啊。
He asked me, brother son, how should I read the Bible?
我就告诉他，你要跟随圣灵。
And I told him, you need to follow the Holy Spirit.
你跟随圣灵，你是读活的圣经。
When you follow the Spirit, you are reading the living word.
如果你仅仅跟随人的解释，
If you tightly grip onto the explanations of man,
那是死的。
Then it is dead.
开头不大懂。
And at first he didn't quite understand.
过一回啊，又跑来问我了。
Then after a little while, he came to ask me again,
我应该怎么读圣经啊?
How should I read the Bible?
他说我都读不懂。
I don't understand it.
我说当然了，就着你这个年龄，你这个年轻的年龄，你要懂得多不太容易。
And I said, well, because of your youth, it is difficult for you to understand everything.
所以我还是强调说你要跟随圣灵。
So I still emphasize, you need to follow the Holy Spirit.
我就说跟随圣灵不是光读经的时候跟随圣灵。
And following the Holy Spirit doesn't mean that it's only when you read the Bible.
你要在天天的生活里面每一件事上跟随圣灵。
But every detail in your daily life, you need to follow the Holy Spirit.
因为我们知道嘛，圣经是经历的言语。
And we know that the Bible is the word of truth.
Experience
of truth.
因为你天天跟随圣灵，你不要以为跟随圣灵这些小事是跟圣经没关系，是有关系的。
And we cannot think that our daily living, our daily life, is outside of the word of God.
你在生活上越多跟随圣灵，你就越会明白圣经的。
In our daily life, when we learn to follow the Holy Spirit more, then we will be able to understand the Bible more.
因为我就是这样读的。
That is how I read the Bible.
我知道我的生活跟读经是不能分的。
My daily life and reading the Bible, it cannot be separated.
这个圣经不是教科书啊。
The Bible is not a textbook.
啊，不是在学校里面读完了，回家你另外一套，不是的。
It's not that you study it in school and then you go home and it's something different.
所以弟兄姊妹们，感谢神。
But we thank God.
圣经告诉我们，基督是真理。
That Jesus is the truth.
这是定义。
This is the definition. 啊，
圣经是真理。
The Bible is the truth.
这是内容。
And that is the content.
那么圣灵是真理。
The Holy Spirit is the truth.
是解释。
And that's the explanation.
是进入实际。
And that guides us into the reality.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们知道什么是真理。
So today we know what the truth is.
今天主也把真理托付给我们。
And the Lord has given us the truth.
所以约翰对该犹说，
So John said to Gaius,
他说呢，圣灵不仅在你里面，真理不仅在你里面。
He said that not only is the spirit, spirit in you,
the
truth in you,
啊，他说你也按真理而行。
But because you also have walked in the truth,
啊，这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
我们知道，当我们一蒙恩得救的时候，
You know that immediately after we were saved,
当主的生命进到我们的里面，
and the life of the Lord entered into us,
真理已经在我们的里面，
the truth is in us.
神今天把他的真理托付给所有神的儿女。
And today the Lord has given his truth to all of the Christians.
就是要叫我们在这个虚晃的世界里面呢，能够为他做见证。
So that in this chaotic and confusing time, we can be a testimony of the truth.
我们不仅知道主的生命在我们里面，
We have to know that the life of the Lord is in us.
我们也知道圣灵在我们里面。
We also have to know that the Spirit is in us.
那么，圣经也在我们的手中。
And the Bible is in our hands.
所以我们今天要知道如何按真理而行。
So today we need to know how to walk in the truth.
不过在约翰三书里面，
But in 3 John,
约翰还提到一件很重要的事情。
John also mentioned a very important thing.
他在第二节那里说啊，
In chapter 2, or verse 2,
他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛。那个灵魂原文是魂字。
And he says that in, I pray in all respects that you prosper not only in good health, but just as your soul prospers.
这个魂的兴盛是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean that the soul prospers?
就是该犹的魂经过神的对付过。
It means that Gaius' soul has been confronted by God.
他的魂现在是正常的魂。
And it has been dealt with, and now it is a normal soul.
这个跟行真理有非常大的关系。
And this has a direct, a relationship with the truth.
因为我们知道在我们这些人里面，我们这个堕落的魂呢，是行真理的最大的一个障碍。
And we know that the biggest hindrance of the truth in us is the fallen nature of our soul.
我们曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲到什么是魂。
And I've mentioned in the past the definition of what the soul is.
魂就是我们的心思、意念、情感和我们的感觉。
And the soul includes our mind, our thoughts, our desires, and our emotions.
我们知道我们堕落之后啊，这个东西啊，变了。
And after we have fallen, we know that this has changed.
啊，以至于我们什么事情都以自己为准则。
And we do everything according to our own desires.
就是我想怎样。
However I feel like.
我爱怎样。
Whatever I feel like doing.
我决定怎样。
Whatever my decision.
我感觉怎样。
However I feel.
所以我们要顺服圣灵呢，变得很困难的。
So in order for us to follow the Spirit, it has become difficult.
所以如果你要真正能顺服圣灵，
So if we are to truly be able to be obedient to the Spirit,
能容让圣灵引你进入神话语的实际，
And we need to allow the Spirit to guide us into the truth.
我们的魂需要受对付的。
Our soul needs to be dealt with.
所以主他告诉我们说，基督徒要天天背起自己的十字架跟从主。
So the Lord says we need to daily carry our cross to follow Him.
那个背起十字架就是舍己。
And that daily carrying of the cross is self-denial.
啊，你要把自己把它在十字架上钉死它。
We need to deny ourselves and nail it to the cross.
所以你的魂如果经过多的拯救，
So when our soul is saved more,
你顺服圣灵就容易。
It's easier for us to be obedient to
the Spirit. 你就更多的能行走在真理的里面。
Then we can walk more So in the truth.
所以我们看见啊，这个该犹啊，
So we can see in Gaius.
他其实是没有多大的恩赐。
He wasn't someone who had great gifts.
他的恩赐，小小恩赐就是个接待的恩赐。
And the gift that he had was in hospitality.
但是呢，约翰看见这个弟兄啊，在接待的事上啊，不仅是忠心、爱心和善心的问题。
But in John saw that in Gaius he not only had love and kindness and compassion.
他是按真理而行的。
But he walked in the truth.
哎呀，我们常常想接待嘛，就接待了。
Sometimes we think, well, if we're hosting, we'll just host.
在家里多预备点食物，那么给他们住得舒服一点。
Well, maybe just prepare a little bit more food, make our guests feel more comfortable.
那么用好的态度，对不对？
We'll have a good attitude towards them.
那我们觉得这个就是接待。
And we feel like that's good
hospitality. 但是呢，该有的接待呢，在约翰的眼中看的不一样。
But in John's eyes, Gaius's hospitality was different.
他是按真理而行的。
Because he walked in the truth.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就他做这件事情的时候，他也顺服圣灵的带领。
So it means that while he was hosting, he was being obedient to the Holy Spirit.
你看我们今天做很多事情，有真正顺服圣灵吗？
Today, the things that we're involved with, are we really obedient to the Spirit?
我们是按照我们的魂行事的，对不对？
We naturally tend to follow our soul.
我们高兴做就做了。
Whatever pleases us, that's how we'll go.
弟兄姊妹们，这里告诉我们，基督徒蒙恩得救之后，
Brothers and sisters, it tells us that after we have believed in the Lord,
你每样事物要按真理行。
That every aspect of our life, we need to walk in the truth.
顺服主的话。
We need to be obedient to the word of God.
接受圣灵的带领。
We need to accept the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以约该犹虽然这个恩赐不大，
So even though Gaius didn't have a lot of gifts,
但是他在他的生活侍奉上表现真理。
But in his daily life and in his service, he expressed the truth.
因此呢，就告诉我们，基督徒的生活上，每一件最小的事上，你都可以表现真理的。
So it tells us that in our Christian life, in the smallest aspects of our life, we can express the truth.
不是光站在讲台上来讲的。
It's not only standing on the pulpit to preach.
这是生活。
It's a matter of life.
这是侍奉。
This is service.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天主已经把真理放在我们里面。
Today the Lord has already placed the truth in us.
我们基督徒呢，要学习按照真理。
And Christians today, we need to learn how to walk in the truth.
所以这是多么重要的一件事情。
So this is a very important thing.
当然我们知道主也给我们有很大的保护。
And we know that God has given us a great protection.
因为在过去的年日，可能我们犯了很多错误，对不对？
Perhaps in through the years, we've committed a lot of sins.
我们行了很多不真实的东西。
And we've been involved with a lot of things.
我们讲了很多不真实的话。
We've spoken a lot of lies.
我们讲了很多夸大的言语。
We've spoken a lot of exaggerations.
你知道我常常有时候为这个在主面前呢求主赦免。
And before the Lord, I always repent and ask for forgiveness.
因为有时候讲到呢，这个不够谨慎呢，就有夸大的话出来了。
And sometimes even in my preaching, if I'm not careful, I will exaggerate.
有的时候讲东西也不真实。
And maybe some things are not of the truth.
所以我常常有时候讲完道回到家，都求主用血来洗净我。
So oftentimes after a message, I'll go home to plead for the Lord's blood to cleanse me again.
所以我们在生活中很容易犯错的。
So in our life, it's easy for us to.
我们有很多时候违背真理的。
It's easy for us to commit wrong and to leave depart from the truth.
但是我们的主爱我们。
But the Lord loves us.
他有挽回的路。
He has a road of recovery for us.
他可以用他的血。来洗净我们。
He can use his blood to wash us clean.
那个顺着我们自己的魂，顺着我们自己己所犯的错误，主就用他的己来拯救我们。
The wrong that we commit through our soul and through ourself, the Lord through himself can cleanse us.
所以如果我们过去犯了错误，弟兄姊妹不要把那个错隐藏在里面。
So in the past, if we have committed a wrong, don't hide that sin.
到主面前去。
Bring it before the Lord.
告诉他主啊，我说了不真实的话。
Tell the Lord, Lord, I have spoken words that are not true.
我说了夸张的话。
I've spoken exaggerated words.
我说了一些扭曲的话。
I've spoken words that maybe I've twisted.
求你用血洁净我。
May you please clean me
with your blood. 我做了一些事。
I've done some things that have shortchanged you.
求你用血来洁净我。
Please cleanse me with your blood.
让我们的魂蒙拯救。
Allow our souls to be saved.
我们的魂越多的蒙拯救。
And the more our soul is saved.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵就越容易在我们里面按照神的话来带领我们。
Then the Spirit inside of us can more easily guide us into the truth of God's Word.
所以约翰三书啊，你不要看这么一件小小的一卷书啊。
So the book of 3 John, we need to not underestimate it just because it's small.
它讲到基督徒生活中非常重要的一件事。
It speaks of one of the most important things in our daily Christian life.
它告诉我们如何在我们的生活中能够按真理而行。
It tells us how important it is for us to walk in the truth.
弟兄姊妹，特别我们来到末后的时代。
Particularly as we are living in the end times.
这个谎言真是充满全世界。
And this darkness is widespread. These lies are widespread.
甚至在神的教会中也是充满很多谎言。
And also even within the church there are these lies.
所以我们仰望主拯救我们。
So we need to look to the Lord to save us.
脱离我们这个可怜的自己。
That we can depart from this pitiful self.
让我们在今天这个生活里面为真理来做见证。
So that in our life we can walk and testify of the truth.
所以我想现在弟兄姊妹应该从主的话很清楚啊。
So now we can, brothers and sisters can see clearly from the word of God.
现在大家知道什么是真理了。
So now we know what is the truth.
什么是真理啊?
What is the truth?
主耶稣基督是真理。
Jesus Christ is the truth.
圣经是真理。
The Bible is the truth.
圣灵是真理。
And the Holy Spirit is the truth.
啊。那么我们知道这三件事情是主给我们很大的恩典。
And we know that these three aspects are from the mercy of God.
这个都是我们里面原来所没有的。
And the grace of God, because these are things in the past we did not have.
本来我们这个虚谎的人呢。
This lying self that we used to be.
我们要随着虚谎一同灭亡的。
And we were to be led to destruction because of this lie that we have.
但是神把他的真实放在我们里面。
But the Lord in His mercy put His truth in us.
神也寄望我们能够为真理做见证。
And His hope is that we can live to testify of that truth.
所以我们仰望主在这个末后的时代。
So we rely on the Lord in these end times.
还有不多的机会可以为主生活。
We don't have much more opportunity to live for the Lord.
希望每个弟兄姊妹都活得实实在在。
I hope that every brother and sister would live well before the Lord.
我们相互的勉励。
That we can encourage each other.
要按真理而行。
That we would walk in the truth.
愿主用这些话啊，对我们能有一些的光照。
May the Lord shine His light on these words and help us.
我们最后请弟兄姊妹再一同来唱首诗歌。
Lastly, let's sing another hymn.
这首诗歌啊，我的印象很深刻。
This is a hymn that has left a deep impression.
因为曾经有一位年长的姊妹。
Because there was an elderly sister.
他在我们年轻时候带我们唱过这首诗歌。
This elderly sister, when I was younger, she led us to sing this hymn.
当我们唱到第三节的时候。
And when we get to verse 3.
他让我们重复了好多遍。
She allowed us to be revived many times.
251首。
Hymn 251.
在第三节里面有这样的话。
In verse 3, it has these words.
他说你的圣灵今在我心内。
That you're now in our hearts, O blessed Spirit.
我要以他为我的主。
We would take thee for our Lord.
因为爱你使我能敬畏。
In perfect love, now make us faithful.
你的最小的宣布。
To thy least and lightest word.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一首非常好教导我们顺服圣灵的诗歌。
This is a hymn that has good instruction on how to live.
让我们最后呢一起来唱。
And let's sing this hymn together.
请我们起立，大家一同起立来唱。
May we all stand and sing together.
我们唱完之后呢，我们一点祷告的时间。
And after we're done singing this hymn, may we have a time of prayer.
若是主的灵感动啊。
And if the Spirit moves within you,
我们能有两三位弟兄姊妹带着我们做简短的祷告。
I'd like to ask two or three brothers and sisters to give us a short prayer.
我们请 Helen 帮我们弹一句，然后一起来唱。
Let's have our sister Helen play an intro.
请弟兄姊妹啊，先同声有一点点简短的祷告。
May we all first start off by offering our prayers to the Lord together.
然后我们随着圣灵的引导。
And then as the Spirit leads.
有两三位弟兄姊妹带着我们祷告。
And we have two or three brothers and sisters lead us with prayer.
主，我们把深处的敬拜归给你。
Lord, we give you the worship from the depths of our being.
正像先知以赛亚所说的。
Like the prophet Isaiah said,
我们是嘴唇不洁的人。
We are, our lips are not pure.
我们又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
And we live in a condition where our lips are not pure.
今天我们不仅需要你的炭火接近我们的嘴唇。
We not only need, your fire to cleanse our lips.
我们更多需要十字架的火接近我们的魂。
We need the work of the cross to burn deep in our souls.
好叫你所托付在我们身上的真理。
So that the truth that you've bestowed upon us.
从我们的生活中能够见证出来。
Can establish the truth in our lives.
主啊，你怎样得着该由。
And Lord, how you, mentioned Gaius.
你也可以得着我们所有的人。
Lord, may you also gain us in the same way.
在今天这个充满谎言的世界里。
In a world that is full of lies.
愿我们能为真理做见证。
May we be ones who testify of the truth.
主，我们愿意再次把自己交在你的恩手中。
And we want to submit ourselves into your merciful hands.
求你按照你怜悯的手带领我们。
And lead us with your hands of mercy.
主，让我们的生活能够讨你的喜悦。
So that in our lives we can please you.
我们谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
Lord, we thank you for being with us this morning.
我们再把感谢归给你。
And we give you our worship again.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.